Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Connie McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Mark Rawson and you're listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. As you know, every Thursday we have Dr. Connie on from In the Arms of the Angels, which runs from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want to call in for a reading, you can call in at 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. If you want to find out more about the links to Dr. Connie's website, the show information and everything else, getting access to replays of the shows, and finding out about the other shows, you can go to our website, which is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And with that, Dr. Connie.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Good evening, everyone. My name is Dr. Connie McNeil. I am a clinical psychologist. And throughout my years of practice, I have found that I couldn't really do sessions without bringing in God and the angels and making it a much more spiritual avenue for problem solving than traditional psychologists. And I'm really blessed to have been able to join the Spiritual Connections family and have this show because I really feel that there's some insights that the angels give me that would be helpful. And I think if you've tuned in, then evidently this is something that you need to hear. My email is drconniesays@gmail.com. My website is drconniesays.com. I have offered a new service for only $25 of email card readings. And you can email a question, and I will email the response back. And it's a very thorough response. It's usually, you know, several paragraphs long and touches on a different aspect of the question throughout the reading. So if that would be something that you feel would be of service to you, then there is a secure PayPal link on the site that you can look at. I also have other things on the site that do not cost money. So you're certainly welcome to browse around and see what you like. All right? So let me get started. What I wanted to talk tonight about was stress and questions and on our spiritual journey, why are things the way they are and how do I get past this and how do I get the answers to my questions and all of the things that plague all of us from time to time. I did a little search on the internet recently, and I found that every year, Americans spend approximately $1.5 billion, that's billion, that's what it'd be, $1.5 billion on antidepressants. And $300 billion in a combination of medication for anxiety, missed work, you know, lost production, that kind of thing. We are a society that is stressing ourselves to death. I work in a public school, and we have a lot of at-risk kids here. We have 15, 14, 13-year-olds that cut themselves. We have high schoolers that every day say that they want to kill themselves. We've even had kids in the grade school say that they want to hurt themselves. We have a kid in like the fourth or fifth grade, a student that is so anxious that they pulled all their hair out, and the family decided it would be helpful for the child just to shave their head so that they didn't pull their hair out anymore. So then they pulled their eyebrows out. So there are this trickle-down effect of stress and anxiety and what am I going to do, and I'm not getting what I want, and I don't have what I want, and am I ever going to get what I want, has filtered down into the lives and the mindsets of our children. The world can be a very scary place. Walking a spiritual journey, you allow yourself to get into your own fear, can be terrifying because you're believing in this God that you can't see, and you're waiting for the miracle that, you know, may or may not happen. And unless you begin to align yourself, your thoughts, your beliefs, your attitude, aligning with God and aligning with the angels, then the spiritual journey could be one of your biggest defeats. So how do you know you're stressed? A lot of people get headaches, stomach aches. They can't sleep. They can't eat. They feel sad all the time. They feel nervous, anxious. They bite their fingernails. They chew on pencils, wring their hands, pace the floor, always waiting for the next shoe to drop. There are people, and I've said this on many shows, that there are people that have a position to be depressed or anxious. My mother had severe major depression when I was growing up, and I definitely have a depression gene, and my go-to place is depression. Unless I keep my finger on the pulse of that, then I can find myself depressed quite a bit. And I did for several years. I did take medication until I found through having a different mindset and a different lifestyle that I could get off the medication. There are approximately, in the Bible, 365 references to a situation where we are admonished to not be afraid. Not every situation, not every scripture would be applicable to our lifetime situation now. That there are 365 either direct quotes of do not be afraid, fear not, some kind of that connotation, or something that was happening at that time and the admonition for that individual or for that circumstance was to not be afraid. So fear has definitely, fear, stress, the unknown has definitely always been a part of the human condition. I've recently started doing a lot more visualization in trying to figure out what my fear does. And I find a couple of ones that work for me. When I start to feel afraid or I start to get into my monkey mind starts going of all the what ifs and this can never happen and things don't work out for you and whatever, this whole litany of things I used to say. I still say from time to time that I catch myself earlier. I think of my prayers as being a very tender plant in my greenhouse. So I visualize myself going to a greenhouse and I find a row of plants and they are I see the dirt, and I see that they're, I see the they're starting to sprout up through the ground, or I see them flowering, or wherever in the stage I feel like that my prayer is. And when I start, and the what ifs, and the negativity, and the I don't believe this, or this is never going to happen, I imagine that I could just take that tender plant, my prayer, my heart's desire, and just uproot it. Just pull it out of the ground. Because essentially, when we get into our fear, when we get into our what if, when we start looking at other people and seeing their problems as opposed to their potential, when we get into our doubt, it's like taking this precious prayer request that we've made and just pulling the whole thing out of the ground. Or it's like having a hose or a big something that an energy chute that would go up from myself to God as I'm asking for my financial freedom or my relationship or my job or my health or you know, whatever it is. And it's like taking this tube where all of this energy is going up and tying a big knot in it. Because that's what the doubt, and that's what the questioning or the impatience or the I don't believe this is going to happen, or what if it doesn't ever happen, or what if I'm not doing something right, or whatever that thing is that you keep saying to yourself. It's yanking out that tender prayer that you've started, and starting to bud, it's starting to grow. You look at it, see it. Pulling that up from the roots, or tying a knot in the communication channel between you and God and the angels. If you can find some visualization or something that works for you, that's a trigger for, oh, this is what I'm doing, it might help you to stop before you get on this long road of being defeated and hopeless and depressed and anxious and all of that that comes with it. So I know that I've said this a lot, and if you've listened to some of my earlier shows, but I'm just going to keep pounding away because I think it's so vitally important that you must define who the God is that you serve. Excuse me. So that when you come to these points of, I don't believe, you must have something to fall back on to put you back on the road. Because once you get on this road of hopeless, helpless, depressed, I don't know what to do, wringing my hands, because I've seen it. I've done therapy for 20 years. I've seen it. I've seen people live their whole life going around and around the revolving door, and they never get out, because they can't figure out how to shift to a new mindset. So one of the things that the angels want you to know tonight on how you might be able to start shifting your mindset, finding your own faith and trust that God has your back. Now, I don't know what that's going to look like for you. And one of the beautiful things I find about being on the spiritual road is that everybody gets to do something different, and we all end up at the same place. So how do you want to define your faith and trust, and what do you need to do so you know that God has your back? For some people, generating an altar, and I just put my altar up in my living room, and it's very small and it's very simple, but it has things on it that are meaningful for me that helps me to know that my faith rests in God. It could be an altar. It could be a God box, something that you put your prayers and your petitions in, place so that you know it's a physical representation of God's got your prayers. It could be writing down affirmations. It could be meditating. It could be anything that you need for it to be. And just because the person on the right and the person on the left does their thing, you still get to do your own thing. So there's no wrong way to build this foundation of faith and trust for you. I like to visualize. And if it's easy for you to visualize, go into your greenhouse. Go into your place where your prayers have been planted. Your petitions have been planted. The desires of your heart are planted. And I imagine that if you go in there, you are going to see a portion of that, of your new requests that we talked about before. But there is going to be a portion of that that you are going to see plants and trees and greenery and beautiful growth of times in your life where God has met your need, where the miracle has come, the prayer was answered, you did get what you want, that thing that you prayed for so long finally happened. Visit those times and remember that God has been with you throughout this whole journey, and you have growth, and you have times when God has been so amazing you could almost the being that he or she is, you could feel the angel's wings wrapped around you. Go back to those times if you need to, but you need to find that place for you that is going to build your faith and trust. Another thing that you can do would be pay attention to the miracles that happen every single day. Pay attention to the sunrise. Pay attention to the sunset. Pay attention to the beautiful snow or the whatever you have in your area. Pay attention when people are kind to you and hold the door open for you or wait and let you cross the street or let you pull in front of them. Look at those times, because in every act of kindness, the angels reside in every act of kindness. So every time either you respond nicely to someone, or someone responds nicely to you, you have passed on the energy of the angels, or you have received the energy of the angels. Be very aware of those times when you were able to pay your bills, you had food on the table, you were warm, you had clothes to wear, you had someone who was nice and opened the door or carried a package or whatever for you. so caught up in all of the adult world chaos, which is full of fear, greed, and suffering. I have to get this report out or, you know, someone's going to come down on me. I have to go to work the job that I hate and can't stand, and a commute that's killing me because I need to put food on my table. I have to, whatever those have to things for you. Because you have to be the adult and responsible and carry the world on your shoulders and go to a job that you hate or stay in a relationship that's killing you or take pills so that you can go to sleep because you can't sleep, or you have to take pills because you just can't handle your life anymore. That's all being caught up in the adult world chaos. And what God and the angels are asking you to do, that when you make that shift, that I know that God is my complete source of abundance, then I can do my job because I appreciate the opportunity of work, but not because if I don't do this, then I'm not going to get my money, then I'm not going to get my paycheck, and I'm not going to be able to pay my bills. And that's the stuff that adds the stress onto us, where we age quicker and our relationships suffer, trying to get to work 5 minutes earlier, or we're, you know, not taking the opportunity to reach out to someone and maybe be nice and open the door for them or something, because we're so caught up in our stuff that we have to do. What God and the angels are begging us to do and urging us to do is to make God our source and not our job our source. To make God our lifeline and not a relationship our lifeline. To know that my financial abundance, my romantic love, my material wealth, my health, my companionship, everything that is an important part of my life is all wrapped up in the arms of God. All of it. And when I know that, and when I rest in that, I don't have to run so hard. I don't have to work until I'm you know, at a job that I hate. I don't have to put up with situations that are killing me, because I can, if I know that God's got my back and I have faith and trust that God's there, then I can ask God for another job, a better relationship, to relax so that I don't have to carry excess weight to protect me from a world that I find so difficult to live in. So I put on pounds that I can't take off because I need to insulate myself because I just don't like my environment. And I'm so caught up in trying to survive that I forget that I am part of a whole, that I'm part of God's creation. And as of that, I'm right where I'm supposed to be, to learn the lesson I'm supposed to learn. My job, my relationship, or lack thereof, my lack of a job if I don't have one yet, my financial situation, everything in my life is exactly the way it is supposed to be for me to learn my life lesson. When I focus on that, when I focus, when I know that God has his hand on every single thing in my entire life and that everything is made for my good, then I can start letting go and quit clutching so hard. I'm trying to control everything, trying to control how my job is going to work, or trying to control my relationship, or when am I going to get, you know, a friggin' person to pay attention to me, or whatever it is I'm, you know, working so hard at. I get to relax and I get to breathe. It lets me play. It lets me go back to being an innocent child. It lets me have fun. It lets me joy. It lets me enjoy my cup of coffee or my latte or whatever I have. It lets me enjoy my life, the people around me, my environment. It lets me enjoy the fact that God is going to move me where I need to be for my own good. And when I stay open, when I nurture my plants that are growing, and I water them and I talk to them and I make sure that they have beautiful soil and it's sunlight and everything that they need, when I untie the knots that I have in my communication channel between God and the angels, when I can relax, then I can focus more on just being and letting God work through me so that I can be the instrument that God chooses for me to be, as opposed to trying to rack up how much money I can get in the bank or how many toys I can have or whatever that the world seems to find as the key for success. And God's idea of success and what needs to be done is diametrically opposed to what the world has. So it's kind of a, it's where you want to put, it's where you want to be. It's which side of the fence you want to be on. Not to say that if I go on the God side, I'm destitute or I'm not going to have anything, because God's got riches beyond belief. God doesn't care how much money you have. God's not withholding from you unless it's a life lesson. And once you learn your life lesson, he'll bless you all over the place. God's not holding back the things that are good for us. We do. We hold our own selves back with our being so resistant in learning our life lessons. So before I just continue on and on, Mark, do you want to come in and do your mid-show spiel?
Yeah, sounds good. So everybody, you're listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. This is In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie. And she is on every Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you want to call in for a reading, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663.
Am I back?
Yes, you are.
Okay, cool. I'm just going to continue on then. Another thing that the angels want for us to learn is to have patience. It's like the angels, when they gave two or three key points. One was definitely faith and trust. And the other one was joy. Because I actually pulled cards for this show tonight. Because I know so many of us live with questions and we just want so badly for things to be different. Just wish we had whatever, or that we didn't have whatever. And the two things that the angels want us to know more than anything is to shift where you are right now. One is to have faith and trust, and one is to be joyful. You don't have to have money to have either one of those, faith and trust or joy. You don't have to have money. You don't have to have a relationship. You don't have to have a job. You don't have to be living in a different place. You don't have to have a different car. This is available at no cost, and nothing is required. You don't need to be in a certain place and a certain spiritual level before you get to get this. One of the ways that the angels are asking us to develop faith and trust is to be patient and to know that what is in store for you is going to come at the right time. For those of us that are looking for the job or the relationship or the health, those are yours by divine right. To have the love of your life, to have a job that you enjoy doing that makes you a contributing member of society, are yours by divine right. The blockage a lot of the time that we have to getting our relationship or, and I'm just going to use relationship and job for right now, but it can apply to anything. Our relationship or our job is our attitude. If I know that my relationship and or job is there, and I know it, and I know it's going to come at the right time, then why do I need to be afraid? Why do I need to be impatient? Why do I need to try to take somebody else's relationship or cut somebody else out of a job or hope somebody else doesn't, you know, get something that I want? Why would I do that? There's a rest and a relaxation that comes with faith and trust that opens the channels for us to receive what is ours by divine right. Again, it's going back to nurturing your plants, the prayers, the petitions that are growing, keeping the cords, the communication channel open. It's listening, and when we pray and when we ask, it's listening to that gut feeling that we have, paying attention to it. But it's just the relaxation that I have what I've asked for, and I know that it's going to come at the right time. One of my favorite tarot cards is the Three of Wands. And in the deck that I have, this gal is perched on the very end of a, like she's gone up to a walkway and it's just stopped. And at the end of it, there's just nothing there. Active waiting of being so sure that what she has prayed for and what she is moving towards is there, that she takes a step and the what she's walking on goes one step further. She takes a step and it goes one step further. She takes a step and it goes one step further. That's us. We're so convinced and we're so sure that we have what we want, then we can relax and know that it's going to happen at the time it's supposed to happen. It's knowing that we will receive what we need at the time we need it the most. One of the things that has helped, and I know I've heard Mark mention it before, is setting a very clear intention of what it is you want. Most of the times, because if we align ourselves with God and with the angels, and I've heard people ask, I don't know if I'm on the right road, I don't know if I'm doing, you know, what God wants me to do. Some people call it God's will. Other people call it my life purpose. I don't know if I'm doing that. Anybody that even thinks this is what I want is to be aligned with God's will, you're already there. You're already doing it. You're already on the right road. I don't have to worry about if I'm going in the right direction, as long as in my heart, that's what I want to do. The thing that slows things up, number one, well, mainly, not even number one, is the fear and the doubt. I know I want to do what God wants me to do. I want to follow my life purpose, but nothing is working out for me. Nothing. I don't have a job. I don't have enough money. I'm lonely. I'm fill in the blank. If I want to follow what God wants for me, and I ask for that, then the angels are going to take that very seriously, and they are going to start preparing me for what I ask for. I know that my life purpose, for example, is working with children, and I'm out of school right now. And I had gotten a message from one of the angels that if I asked, that my work with children would expand if when I was ready. And I said, well, okay, I really feel like I'm ready. I really want to move forward. And all of a sudden, all hell broke loose. I had kids that were in trouble. I had kids that were stressed. I had kids whose parents were just going bananas and causing problems for the kids. Because I had asked for a deeper involvement with children and my students and children as a whole, the angels took that very seriously. And now I'm rolling my sleeves up further and trying to figure out what to do at a deeper level with these students. So when I ask to do something that is moving me toward my life purpose, and I want the job that I want, God, that's going to make me the best I can be and prepare me for the job that you want, hang on, man, hang on. Strap yourself in because you're getting ready to go for a ride. And sometimes we get turned completely upside down when we ask to be moved toward what it is we want. I had a client come to me, and for a year, I worked with this gal for a year planning her wedding. She was very, very anxious and very nervous. She kept saying, I'm really praying and I really don't want to be anxious and nervous anymore. So guess what happened? The universe provided for her multiple opportunities for her to be in situations where she could be anxious and nervous. Because the only way she could get out of it was to learn how to walk through it. So So if you're in a situation where, you know, God, I want to be a strong individual and I don't want to lean on anyone and I want to trust in you, then get ready. Get ready to be honored with your request. It just may not look like what you want, but it's going to develop for you two things that the angels feel are most necessary to shift your attitude for a successful journey, one being faith and trust, and one being joyful. I find that when I get the most depressed or the most anxious or the most unhappy or the most hopeless is when I am focused on me and my own problems and issues. And one of the best things that I can do when I find myself there doubting and I find myself not thinking that God cares is to reach out to somebody else. And again, it doesn't cost you any money. Go and say hi. Open a door for somebody. Offer to help someone load groceries in their car. Do something. I was in line one time. The lady behind me was, you could tell she was definitely having a bad day. And at the counter, I offered to buy her a cup of coffee for, you know, $2. Woman walked out with an entirely different attitude. What can you do for somebody else and get the focus off of you? I'm so lonely. I'm so broke. I'm so whatever. I'm so whatever. And it's just, wah, wah, wah. The angels are giving you this opportunity to move into faith and trust. And one of the ways to do that is to focus out on other people and know that you're part of a whole. Know that we're all connected. Know that when I touch you, I have touched everybody in the universe. And when you help somebody else, you have changed the universe. You're either changing it for the good or you're changing it for the bad. Because if I don't help someone and if I get stingy or resentful, the energy I'm putting out in the universe. So if I'm focusing on trusting, then I have the space and I have created the space around me to be able to give love and give trust and give of myself to somebody else. Because I'm not so closed up. I'm not so tight. Sometimes really speaking to somebody face to face is so much easier because all I keep wanting to say is, does that make sense? Does that make sense? Is anybody getting this?
Hey, Dr. Bonnie, you ready to take a call?
I am.
All right. We're going to bring Deborah on.
All right.
Hi, Tani.
Hi, Deborah. How are you doing this evening?
Good. Thank you so much for taking the call.
Oh, you're very welcome. How can I be of service this evening?
I was wondering, how can I open my gifts more and have a deeper connection to my guides and angels in the messages they're sending me and understanding them more, what they're sending me?
Okay. How do you get your messages?
Different ways.
Do you see them? Do you hear them? Do you see them, you know, how do you basically get your messages?
Okay. For example, let's see, one time, did I, for some reason I noticed something wasn't right. I don't know if I felt something that wasn't right or something. And then all of a sudden, my garage door kept going up and down.
Okay.
Sometimes I might see something. I mean, it just all depends. I never know when, you know.
Okay. Okay. So do you do energy work of any kind?
In what ways? What do you mean? Like,
well, I didn't know if you were in a health profession field or if you, you know, counseled anybody, if you were like a hair person that, you know, counsels people like various does. Because the reason I was asking is some sort of healing energy work is, I didn't know whether you did it or whether you needed it. So now I'm kind of getting the idea that you might need the energy work, which could be Reiki, acupuncture, it could be theta healing, chiropractic, any natural type of healing for you would open the energy channels for you more.
Okay.
I get the sense that there's some doubt. The angels are like knocking on your door and looking at you almost nose to nose. And there's a piece of you that's finding it hard to really believe what you're hearing. So you want like affirmations and confirmation that what you're hearing is what you're hearing. Does that make sense?
Okay. Well, like I say, lots of times I'll just get pay attention. And I was just wondering if there's a way to get more than just pay attention. You know?
No, because that's all. Maybe that's all you need is the angels are dancing around you and they just want you to stop and look because there's a, whatever it is that you're doing that's not allowing you to pay attention. The angels are saying that it's time for you to just move out of, you're ready to move out of that mind space that you have. If the angel keeps saying, pay attention, pay attention, pay attention, there's something in you that's not paying attention.
Okay.
So what the angels are telling you is whatever that thing is, whether it's fear of really delving into hearing the angels or doubt about that you're, you know, worthy enough or that you're smart enough to hear the angels or maybe what they're going to tell you, whatever that is, the angels are telling you that, and I think the energy work will help shift you out of that mindset so that you can hear what they have to say. Evidently, they're really wanting to get your attention and wanting to show or tell you something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you're ready to make that shift, but you may need some energy work to help do that. And also, it may help you just to write down what you're thinking and write down what you're feeling. And you can even write a letter to the angels, dear angels, and just start writing. What do you want me to know? And just write until that energy is over. And don't edit it. Don't stop. Don't do anything. Just write it.
Okay.
And then go back and you can see what the angels have for you because they've got a definite message. But for whatever reason, you're putting your hand up and saying, no, I don't know that I want to hear this yet.
Oh, okay, because I don't want to do that.
No, of course not. And you're not doing it intentionally, and they're very loving you. But they're very lovingly saying, pay attention, pay attention. They're very patient, and they're very loving, and they're not being angry at all.
Mm-hmm.
They're just saying, we really want you to get this, whatever this is. So, you know, we're just going to keep telling you and reminding you and to pay attention and, you know, look and listen and that kind of thing. But you are ready. You are definitely ready. Whatever used to hold you back that you couldn't do listening to the angels or hearing the message, whatever that was, you don't need it anymore. You're ready now to take a step forward.
Well, that's good to know. I love hearing that.
Yeah,
big time.
Yeah, you're definitely ready.
Mm-hmm.
So now you just get to be creative and asking the angels and listening, how do I make that move? How do I make that shift?
Okay. How do I make that shift? Okay. All right. Okay. All righty. That sounds great. Because I have done, like, energy work before. You know, I've taken a, you know, myself. So I have done that.
Well, and sometimes I know when, because I've done work with several different people lots and lots and lots of times, and it's like shedding layers. You just slough off something, and then something else gets shifted, and something else moves. So I'm a firm believer in energy work. Firm believer.
Right. Okay. Definitely. Okay. Oh, okay. So I will let them. Okay.
So, you know, pray and the angels will send you to, if energy work is what you choose to do, they'll send you to the right practitioner. So you don't have to worry about where do I go and what do I do. You'll just kind of know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Well, God bless you. It's great to be on the journey with you.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, Deborah. All right, we've got about 6 minutes left, Dr. Connie, so go ahead and shall I open up with some opening prayers like we did last time, and I'll just send out some energy to some people?
Hang on just a second first. I want to finish up here. I have one more thing the angels wanted me to say. I was leaving it kind of open in case anybody called, but said I really think that I kind of left unanswered yet.
All right,
so,
sounds good. Back to you.
Okay, thank you. It may sound like a ridiculous request or foreign, or I don't know how to do it, when the angels say, well, we just want you to be joyful. And you just sort of scratch your head and go, really? Don't think I know how to do that. So one of the things that you get to do is you get to do those things that you enjoy doing. The things for you that are fun. Now, for some people, that's going to be a social activity. For other people, it's going to be a quiet personal activity. But whatever you engage in, whether it's reading a book or going to a club or a concert or hanging out with friends, be very grateful and be aware that this is your way of generating joy, whether you're, engaged in a great book or you're working on something by yourself or whatever, that you have the intention and you have the mindset of I am going to engage into this activity with the intention of creating joy in my life. And I am going to I anticipate that I am really going to find rest and relaxation and fun and excitement in this activity that I'm doing. It helps to set yourself up so that the angels can open up more opportunities for you to have fun. And I have done some very simple things, like play board games with my children and
have just had a wonderful, you know, kind of bonding time. So not only are the angels going to provide opportunities for you to have fun and for you just to enjoy and relax, when is the last time you've ever really had rested and set yourself up and allowed yourself to have fun? When was the last time that you could put down your worries and your burdens and just had a good, that's what the angels are asking you to do, and that's what the angels will show you how to do. But it starts with doing the things you already enjoy doing, but doing it with the mindset that I am being very mindful of. As I do this, I am grateful that the angels are going to open up more opportunities for me to have fun. And then when those times come, when you're invited out, or when you have an opportunity to go somewhere, or when you have an opportunity to do something different, do it. I've had people come to me and they tell me how lonely they are, and then all of a sudden they get invited to a party and they won't go. You know, or they get asked out by somebody for a nice dinner, but because they don't look like the supermodel or the, you know, the movie star, they don't want to go. The angels are going to provide you opportunities. And when you get them, then you get to you get to know that the angels are opening up more and more times for you to have joy, because in order for you, and I'm closing here, Mark, in order for you and us to find joy in our journey and moving down our road, it's through joy and it's through the faith and trust. So with that, Mark, I'm going to turn this back over to you.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, Dr. Connie. As always, it's great to have you on. Just want to let everybody know you're listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. And if you miss any part of the show, you can get it off the replay by going to the link on the website at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Thank you.